Delegates and Regional Leaders meeting. One recommendation that the interpreters gave me is that anytime we have the floor, we should be able to speak clearly and slowly, and we have streaming and recordings, and then saying our names before any intervention. I will speak in English because of the audience. And I guess we should start where at least with the agenda we have now. I'm trying to get access, but I can read it from the Adobe Connect on the screen, so we should start. The first item of the agenda is the roll call apologies. The welcome has already been said because we met the whole morning, so... is there anyone who couldn't attend or who may send some apologies? I am counting, the chair of Eurorallo, Afrallo, AP, sorry, Afrallo over there. AP Rallo is, And I don't see, I can see Bo, but Darlene is here from, hi Bo, how are you? Well, I didn't say my name, I am Andres Piazza, because I told you guys to identify yourself before speaking, you know. Well, so we have the five Rallos represented. Who wants to start to the 10 minutes review from the activities? Excuse me, Matthias, is this 10 minutes splitting to each railo?
No, it's just 10 minutes for the entire segment.
Entire. Well, so we must calculate like 2 minutes for railo. Who wants to speak first? Bo?
An update from the work we did at our RALO meeting the other night. Changed leadership with Evan moving to the at-large and me going to the chairmanship of NA RALO. We also talked about the need to immediately form and get rolling on some type of work group to prepare for San Francisco, since we'll obviously be the host RALO for the next meeting. So we are in the process of figuring out who's going to do what in that, and we're lucky that one of the members of NA RALO actually lives in the San Francisco area. We had a proposal today from Danny Younger that is being mulled over by NA RALO that would involve creating a workshop on remaining GTLD issues that might be of concern to consumers or regular people. So our suggestion to Danny would be to take that to a broader audience, so you all will probably hear more about that. I don't recall any other salient business from the NA RALO meeting. Do you, Darlene? No. So
can I ask you a question, Bo?
Sure, of course.
You have some update regarding Evan's idea of five different identifying activities in each region and making some outreach over there?
I don't. Do you, Darlene? I mean, we
didn't discuss that.
So it is a separate proposal from Evan, who is in ALAC, and it's his proposal.
I believe that to be the case, yes.
Okay.
But we can update the list for you with more information on that if you're curious.
Perfect. Who else? Thank you, Bo. From Lacrallo, I guess Dev is presenting in the next stage of the agenda, so... If you want to say something, Dev, now, and if not, I can tell some of the activities we are discussing right now. I can do that.
Well,
Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you, Chair. Well, in La Crala, we had four new ALSs that were accredited by ALAC. Fundición Informe, ALS from Paraguay, ISOC Peru, and one from Colombia, Enredo. So we have now 36 ALSs in 15 countries. So that's good.
And we increased one country.
Yeah, that's right. In terms of Jose Avidio Salguero was recommended by La Crala to be our nomination committee delegate from La Crala for a second term. We recently also had our ALAC election for ALAC representative from La Crala. There were four candidates, and we had a teleconference and before the election period, and Sergio was elected as the La Crala representative. 28 ALSs participated in the election, so we're thinking that's a good sign for when we do the La Crala bylaw modification modification vote. The La Crala bylaw working group was also created. It's looking at two issues, to increase the length of the term of the La Crala chair and secretariat from 1 year to 2 years, and for a maximum of two consecutive terms, and to suggest options and procedures in dealing with inactive ALSs and draft modifications to the organizing documents to deal with inactive ALSs in La Crala as it relates to quorum. And the working group has been working online and in several teleconferences and in several informal meetings here in Cartagena. What we are looking now is trying to come up with definitions of participation criteria for ALSs. Also, we just completed our La Crala Cartagena showcase, and there was a working group activity related to preparing that. And let's see what else. And finally, several persons initially responded to the call for regional persons to join the at-large improvements working teams. Although there was initially thought to be a wide number of people signing up, the participation in the actual meetings of the work teams was relatively low. So we're hoping to look at that and see what could be done about that. That concludes my report.
Well, thank you, Deb. Maybe we should add something happening here at the Electoral Showcase. We were the ones who were in charge of developing that event. I personally was satisfied with the outcome of that event, and I saw many other voices in that same criteria, but we didn't make a formal balance of that stage. Also, we had been developing some discussion between some issues in our monthly meeting and in informal stages regarding bylaw modifications, which you mentioned before, and regarding also the language and translations issue that we mentioned before also in public forums. Any other leader? Wolf? Excuse me, Fatimata, were you able to... were you willing to speak? Well, Wolf, let me say that ladies are first. We are trying to encourage ladies to be participating here. So, Fatimata has the floor.
I think I'd let Wolf present first because we don't have a report ready right now. I would just because our rapporteur didn't make a report, and we're going to make a report just by head because we had a meeting. Yeah,
Wolf. Okay, thank you, Fatima.
Okay, thanks a lot, Andres. My name is Wolf Ludwig. I'm chair of Uralo. Actually, the most important events at Uralo over the last couple of months or weeks were the General Assembly we organized in conjunction with the last Internet Governance Forum in Vilnius in September, and the main issues on our last GA agenda were the discussion on the modifications of our bylaws. An essential point is the planned inclusion of individuals into Juralo. So far, we have individuals participating already at the board level, but up to now, individual members do not have voting rights at Juralo, and we would like to improve this situation corresponding with comparable efforts at Naralo. And we had Evan Leibovic several times at a remote participant in Vilnius and at a monthly call, and we would like to streamline our efforts a bit with similar efforts at other Ralos. We had to reconfirm the Juralo representative for the NOMCOM. We approved another Juralo ELEC member, which is Sandra Hofrichter, who is present here and taking up.
Excuse me, Wolf, we didn't applaud Sergio, that was also mentioned, so another for him.
Ladies first.
Yeah.
And as another point, we decided already upon our next General Assembly, what will be organized in conjunction with the next European Dialogue on Internet Governance, Eurodic, that will happen end of May in Belgrade. And this is in accordance with our strategic planning at Juralo, that we need to involve more organizations or people in southeastern European and Eastern European countries. Therefore, having our next General Assembly in Belgrade offers a great opportunity. And we also would like to verify synergies from the Eurodic and Juralo, because we are convinced we pursue similar goals and targets, and we have to benefit from other fora, and this can also be used as a perfect opportunity for outreach. Another important point on our agenda over the last weeks, as for most of you, was the selection procedure for the at-large board director. And we conducted several consultations with our members, what was very successful and very encouraging. Because at the second consultation, we received a response of 24 ALSs out of 27, and this included even ALSs we considered up to a few weeks ago as problem cases, and this proved to be for us a good opportunity for remobilizing our members. Another thing was the preparation of the Cartagena meeting, and we have to put in place another ELEC member, because one of our seated ELEC member, Patrick van der Walle, he announced some weeks ago that due to professional commitments and changes, he has to resign from his ELEC mandate. And for the remaining period, we suggested Olivier going for the completion of Patrick's ALEC mandate, and we asked our members for approval until tomorrow, and I am sure that Olivier will be approved by Juralo, being the successor for Patrick and being our next ALEC representative. The third Juralo ALEC member on the NOMCOM ticket, I hope we will get him confirmed still in Cartagena, and we will be pleased to announce it when we get the final confirmation. And I am looking forward that we, from the Juralo point of view, we have almost a kind of a dream team representing our region over the next years at ALEC. And I'm personally especially proud that Olivier was nominated for the leadership of ALEC in the near future, and so I spent a lot of time over the last week, but it was worth to do it.
We don't want him to be jealous, you know.
Well, if you want to hear more, I can continue for another half an hour, but we leave it like this.
You know, a German is making me look back with the schedule, so this is like, I don't know, everything is wrong. Yeah. Thank you, Wolf. We are like 12 minutes behind, so we should go quicker. Afralo or Apralo? Who is first? Go ahead, Fatima.
Thank you, Andres. Regarding Afralo, the activities we undertook after the Brussels meeting are as follows. First of all, we worked hard to prepare a workshop that we held in Vilnius at the IGF on new GTLDs. Second major activities, well, we will not be that extensive as Wolf, because... so second major activities was the nomination, I should say, because this was unanimously approved by the all African community. That's the nomination of Tijani as a member of ALAC. As the secretary of ALAC, and Yaovi as our NOMCOM representative. We also worked hard to define a process for electing our at-large board director. Very consensual process and very transparent. We were very organized because it was a directed vote, and we had to decide what is our first choice and what is the second choice and what is the third choice. So we didn't have to go back to the process to decide if our first choice doesn't go through, who will be the next one. And then all the major work we had to go through was the preparation of this meeting, because we wanted to have two statements. So we organized several meetings. We had two drafting committees. We worked on two themes. One is new GTLDs for the needy applicants, how these new applicants can be supported. And the second one was on participation of the African community in policy development process, in ICANN policy development processes. I think that's the major work we did, unless I forgot something. And we really apologize for not sending our report prior to this meeting. Well, our secretary is just coming, walked in. If there is something I missed, maybe Aziz or Tijani will add it for like one more minute or two, if you may. Thank you.
Go ahead, Tijani. Thank you, Fatimata.
Thank you, Chair. Fatimata told you about almost all our activities, but I wanted to tell you the participation of our members and the in the at-large community and the ICANN community as a general. So, AFRALO participated in the survey analysis and the establishment of the final report. Also, AFRALO participated strongly in the JAS working group because the how to say, l'enjeu, the challenge was very big, and you know we are a developing country, and the resolution 20 of the board was for the developing countries applicants. So inside the working group there is multiple perspectives and multiple regions, so it wasn't easy to explain and to lobby for the interest of the developing countries especially. Also, for the work team, the four work team, AFRALO is represented in all the work team, and sometimes with three elements. Cartagena, what we did in Cartagena is almost what we did in Brussels, but we didn't talk only about the new GTLD issue. But we told also about the participation, because the participation remained a very big concern for us. We noticed that our ALSs are not participating in the ICANN process. And if they don't, we don't have any reason to exist. We are a RALO. RALO is the image of the whole ALSs. So if the ALSs don't participate, the RALO doesn't exist. So we need our community to participate, and that's why we put this this point as a main point in our meeting in Cartagena. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Well, Asia Pacific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Asia Pacific people right here. We honored to join you as a team member. I have the following updates. First of all, AP RELO is developing as an organization. I can report you proudly, we've totally 19 large structures certified by ICANN. We used to have 20, one decertified, very interesting. He withdrew from an organization. I guess it's quite a new phenomenon. I don't want to go into detail, but what's interesting part is that we have the widest geographical diversity in the whole world. Our large structure among 19 is located from the very far west in Jordan to the very far east in Niue in Pacific Island. And we have the people from Azerbaijan, very close to Europe. We have people from Hong Kong and Japan, so in East Asia. So this most diversified region, and so I saw many interesting things is happening and are happening right now. Apart from these organized, certified large structures, our vice chair just kindly reminded me that I should mention the possibility of review the bylaw. I was a drafter of the bylaw. I did it 2005, 2006. At that time, only large structures have voting rights. We do not accept individual membership. But probably it's time to review the structure and allow individual members, whether they should be accepted as observer or as associate members or as a full voting rights member, that's solely decided by the region. saying the issue has not been fully discussed within the organization, so I guess I don't have much to report. But probably our vice chair, Mr. Beaudoin, can update on this later. Let me finish first. The second thing I want to report is the leadership. AB Relo finished election on all the leadership position after Brussels meeting. That's quite exciting in the history of AB Relo since it's been existing for 4 years. For the first time, we got the full leadership elected functioning sufficiently. That's very exciting things. Now, apart from our very distinguished vice chair, Mr. Beaudoin, we elected another vice chair, Mr. Charles Mok, from ISOC Hong Kong, the chair of ISOC Hong Kong. He is unfortunately not available for this meeting, but it's online. So we congratulate Charles Mok. Oh, thank you, Sebastian. Also, Mr. Vivekanandan, who used to be our RELO representative on ALAC, was elected to NOMCOM to replace me. And he's now the new representative for AP RELO on NOMCOM. So we're not losing Vivek. He just been promoted. Okay. The last but not least is Mr. Adam Chom. That's our veteran colleagues that's been available everywhere, so capable, taking a different job. He's the vice chair of ISOC Hong Kong. He was elected as the new AP RELO representative on ALAC. So congratulations, Adam Chom. All right. And we're so happy to know that Mr. Chong was elected this morning as IDN liaison on ALAC. So, wow. So there's double congratulations to Adam Chong. And so these three gentlemen has been elected. We wish him all best and take the leadership, represent our region duly. The third thing I want to report is our most important exercise, not only in the history of AP RELO, but also at large the community, that is at large director selection. Was very interesting exercise. We went through from the petition process to the regional polling on the preference for the candidates on final slates. I can responsibly report that the whole procedure is completely transparent. You can see all the record online. It's been archived in mailing list on a website. So this guided vote to me, all the other members have the freedom to vote, to cast their own vote. But for me, I was guided by the region. I strictly, diligently, sufficiently follow the region's opinion. So I hope I've sufficiently complete my job. Another item I want to report is the outreach for the region is so diverse, so widespread. Of course, we need a strategy to develop outreach. I want to especially highlight the following things. One is we participate in a survey, but the percentage of participation of a large structure is not so impressive. I guess one of the region, next time we may need to rethinking the formality of the survey. The survey, as far as I know, is conducted in English, and it's not the dominant language in our region. The other development is that Mr. Vojvar is not responsible for our outreach program. He developed a strategy. He suggests we use newsletters, emails, and especially the newly introduced Confluence Wiki to more integrate large structures to AP RELO activity and to make it a more effective interface for a large structure to join the ICANN activities. The last but not least on outreach is that it's going to have an ICANN Asian meeting next year in June 2011. We do want to have an AP RELO showcase, and we don't know the ICANN budget, whether they will support our annual general meeting for that event. That's a big question mark. And finally, the last point I want to report is on policy development of AP RELO. Well, if you believe AP RELO is quite quiet on policies, it's not fair. when I was IDN liaison, I did all the policy papers in IDN. You can check on Wiki. Even though we're using the conflicts Wiki, I assume you have the historical archive. So you can check those IDN documents. I put on my AP Relo has all those documents belongs to AP Relo's contribution. So AP Relo is still doing policies, especially on IDNs. We newly formed a working group on that and try to involve all the IDN community in the region from the East, the West Asia to East Asia, from the North to the South. And for new GTLD, of course, we are forming another working group to do policies. And here, especially I want to congratulate our Africa colleagues. They're doing impressive work, especially the two statements announced here. That's greatly productive. I assume we should catch up. The people in other regions really look upon to these examples, the great policy paper, especially on participation. I assume this is... we congratulate you twice just now. Oh, okay, we congratulate you again for the third time. Okay, right. For your new appointment and the leadership position on ALEC. And finally, the very last point is that I do suggest that at next ICANN meeting, ALAC meeting, there will be more session for this cross-regional RELO dialogue. Today we'll only have 60 minutes, 1 hour. I guess we have very pressing schedule. So probably next time we'll think about we have more time for discussions. Okay, back to you. Sorry.
Do you want Fouad Adans? A little intervention?
Yeah. Just to add to the comments about possible in-region outreach extension, the fact that we do not have an individual affiliated or unaffiliated model like Naralo does, and realizing the fact that there's a great amount of people who would like to participate in AP Ralo, and exploring any possible ways that such an integration could be actually made. We've compiled a document which is available from earlier meetings, two meetings ago, which actually gives suggestions, possible directions to which we might go towards asking our region to explore bylaw amendments to actually start sort of a process which is a creative process that we will encourage, possibly encourage, and suggest to encourage people to join in from our various from the various countries of the region. And should we actually have a certain amount of participation, say it can be anything between 6 to 12 people from that country, we would go forward by helping them incubate an at-large structure. So basically, the individuals are not left in the sky. What will happen is that they will become part of a structure, and they will be helped and educated, and capacity will be built for them, and they will form an at-large structure. For example, Pakistan may have Pakistan at-large structure. At a later stage, if certain cities want to, or certain provinces want to join, then it simply becomes Pakistan-Punjab at-large structure, right? So this would go on for every country, where we would have individual participation join in. And this would apply to the possibility that any country which does not have internet users, organizations, or groups, they could follow this avenue that we would be suggesting. So the idea, the intention of sharing this idea is that since we have the working team for ALAC Improvements B suggesting certain ideas, so this is something we were comparing the membership rules of all the RALOs, and this is a possibility, maybe a creative way. I actually shared this first time in the Brussels meeting, and this may be possibly the way to we are going to explore on a rolling basis in AP RALO, in every monthly meeting, how we can introduce improvements to increase our ALS participation, while at the same time increase new membership to APRALO with complete integration into the ALAC processes. Thank you.
Thank you, Fouad. Well, This has taken a little more time than we scheduled, but I guess we should consider that some of the observations at the point four were made before, at least in the cases of AFRALO and APRALO, and also we can maybe erase the point five if we need that. Regarding the presentation that Dev has prepared about the LASS survey, I guess that we should use the proper time for that. So, Dev, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Chair. I wasn't really thinking of actually going through the actual presentation all over again, given I had done the most of them. Oh, I can't remember which day it was. I think it was Sunday. It was Sunday. So I would just like to just open it up for questions. Anybody who was there and had questions and or any thoughts about the survey, and I include the survey team as well.
It's fine. We scheduled 20 minutes for this, so. Back in the game. I think there were many interesting data in those surveys. We didn't make, in our region at least, a detailed analysis of those data, but we were like chatting about some different points. Maybe we should come back in some moment at the lists with the detailed analysis of the outcome of that survey. So, point four is the board selection process, and we should discuss at least about our regional perspective about how was the process, and if we have something to say for this point. I don't know who wants to raise it first. I don't see any hand. Hong, do you want to add something about your previous statement? Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going back to my regional report, but for the board director selection, I do have several questions. I want to talk with your colleagues here to use your expertise to respond to my concerns. First of all, it's about petition process. I guess all the colleagues on the ABSDT will know that petition process is actually extraordinary. It is an Euro process. At this time, we fortunately was able to exercise through that procedure. This is the first time to test the viability of that procedure. It is a very interesting experience, I must say. The issue here, we don't have the fixed procedure for petition. So we don't know how to petition and what would be the steps for petition. And I've heard some very interesting feedback, at least in my region. That is, whether all those people pass through due diligence, DD, but they're not chosen to the final state, should be subject to petition. There should be available to such to petition from certain relo. Or option B, that is only some guys who declare that, I want you, hey, petition for me. We should petition for these guys. And our vice chair, Mr. Bojwa, actually criticized me for petition for all those 19 not selected candidates as a very silly approach. Okay, I see the silliness, but at least it's a fair approach. I don't know who to do extraordinary to hear those sent to our list. Please petition me, or those who are silent, we want a petition for them. So I want to listen from you.
Thanks, Hong. I have Dev and then Tijani.
I was about to raise the question regarding the petition process. So,
Tijani.
Hong, you were a member of the ABSDT, as I am. And you remember very well, it's written in the white paper that any anyone who already get due diligence and wasn't chosen by the BCEC can be subject of petition. And there is a lot of way to petition for him. Perhaps Mairalo proposed that we petition for him, and I seek the approval of two other Ralos. That's the way. The second way, the guy want the petition, and then he asked for the support of three Ralos. So it's open. There is no restriction. It doesn't mean that as a Ralo, I have to do petition for all the people who weren't selected by the BCEC. No.
Thanks, Tijani. So, do you need a mic? Yes, you do.
Okay, my name is Yaovi Fralo. I was a member of the BCEC. As Tijani said, it was clear. Maybe I'm not getting well the question from Hong. And the petition should come from the candidate first. And the candidate, because we cannot, as a region, the region cannot. The options are available, but the candidate, if he's not selected in the last list, he can ask support from other regions. So I think maybe she didn't get, but it was clear, the process. The process was clear, the agenda, everything was published.
Is there anyone who wants to answer or?
Well, I think there are for sure some lessons to be learned from the first experience ever at ALEC, how to properly select a board director a candidate. And unfortunately, I think to go to any further details of some in this discussion, let me suggest that we continue this discussion aside from this, because we are already under considerable time pressure. And I think if we open up this basket now, there would be much to say, much to comment. But I think we can do this during the evening, etc., or to through informal meetings. Thanks.
Olivier.
Thank you, Andres. there is going to be a post-selection briefing that will be dealt with by the at-large board selection design team, and I believe the BCEC as well. I see Heidi is nodding at the moment, so that's correct. I'm not saying things which are wrong. And they will obviously look at every single process that took place, find out how the petition process went and so on, and I gather that they will probably ask the RALOs to provide their experience on this. So definitely some room for improvement in many levels. And as Wolf said, it would take too much time to go through it now. We'll probably spend a whole day on it. Thank you.
I agree. Thank you, Olivier. But if someone wants to say something, we have still a little room. Personally, I had to deal with some lack of awareness in Lacrallo. There are many LASs, many of them, well, with the language barrier that we all know. And at the moment when two candidates asked me to put in consideration of the RALO the possibility for them to be included in the final slate, I have a lot of work in parallel at Skype calls or telephone or chat with every single member of the LASs in order to explain this. But in a formal situation, we were very dedicated in the process, in the building of the process, commenting every single chapter of the white paper, and with a very detailed work from Lacrallo in the process, in designing the process. And then when the process is
joined.
Okay. Who's there?
Seth.
I said, how are you? This is Andres. Welcome to the meeting. As I was saying, even though we had the barrier that many of the LASs didn't know what was the how the process worked, and they, I guess, there were like two candidates, and they tried to, or they thought they had to vote between the two candidates, and we had a lot of work regarding how to deal with that and to make a proper awareness of that. Maybe it's that's one thing we have to be stronger for the next process. Carlton, do you want something?
Yeah, Chair, thank you. You know, I'm a teacher, and I love to teach. But there's something that bothers me about this. We continue to make excuses for people who simply don't pay attention. We had a long process. We explained the process. We invited people from the edges to participate. We created green paper, white paper, blue paper. We sent out the papers. They were on the lists. And at the time when action was required, we still feel that we must bend over backwards to bring people along. I am truly very sorry. It is tiresome. I'm going to be very frank. Tiresome for me. You have to agree that some people will have to be left by the wayside. It's like a hurricane. 3 months before it hits the Caribbean, we know it's coming from Africa. And then some people still live on the bank of the river and will not move. And they expect me to get out there in the middle of the night to help pull them out of the water. I am not going to do it. I'm truly very sorry. I am not going to do it, folks. We have to, I believe it's respect. You show respect. I believe you show respect when you allow people to demonstrate that they are sentient, meaning they are thinking and alive. I believe that's how you show respect. I don't believe in showing disrespect to people's intellect by constantly, always going after the wayward weak one. It does not help us. Let us move on. Thank you.
Yeah, Carlton, I couldn't agree more with what you said. On the other hand, in my position, I was the chair of the RALO who was asked for something, and I would like to. My responsibility was at least to provide an answer, you know. So I had to chat with 36 people and to call them in Skype because, or pulling them from the water because that's the only way that we could get at least one answer. And I guess that they, at the end, they didn't understood because if they did, maybe the vote we did, I don't say if it was a formal vote, but that moment, we suggested about the possibility of adding these two people to the final slate or one of those, and I guess they didn't understand. If they did, maybe things would have been different. So, in terms of effectiveness, this position, I don't know what to if. Follow your position and let them, I don't know, let's say drown, or to continue doing what I tried to do in my situation. And that's something I don't know which approach we should take for next steps in the same situation. But I also agree with what you said totally. Darlene and Tijani.
Darlene Thompson. What we've done in North America is if an ALS hasn't shown up on the list for a year and they have missed three consecutive votes, they're not de-accredited or anything, but they are no longer considered for quorum. that way their lack of participation doesn't really mess us up, you know, and that really has helped. And then about once a year we try and do a bit of outreach and try and contact them and try and encourage them and stuff like that. But as Carlton said, some people just won't save themselves, so.
Thank you, Darlene. In La Crallo, we were in an informal meeting an hour ago working in that kind of process, exactly. Yeah. Tijani.
Carlton, you spoke about Africa, but I didn't follow. What did you say about Africa, please?
No. Drown in the sea.
as we are concerned, I want to understand what you said. That's all.
All right, let me explain. I was made a metaphorical statement. I was making a connection between a weather system that we call an hurricane that is formed off Africa. And it has about 3 months to move across the Atlantic into the Caribbean. And then it gets there, and people are surprised. And you've been hearing about it for 3 months. And then they want us to get up from the middle of the night to help pull them out of the river. I'm not going to do that. That's the point I was making.
Anyone else? Can I ask you a question in general? I want to take advantage of this moment. The railers who adopted the directed vote, were you comfortable with that process? What do you think about the directed vote? Personally, in La Crallo, we didn't adopt that. We stand with our decision, but we want to know about your experience. Wolf.
Well, I must admit, I was a poor parleur, how you say in English. I was very much in favor from the very beginning. And I would have felt very unease not having a directed vote. And for me, it was a good experience being forced to get a direct vote. You have to ask before what the advice and direction can be. And for us, it was a good opportunity for a consultation with our members. And it's a good proof of democracy. If I'm not only as a chair, as a chair of a region, not following my personal ideas, but I'm somehow obliged to consult and send direct the opinion of my region, I would like to suggest to keep this for all further procedures.
Thanks. Well, we have very little time because public forum is starting. I don't know if we can be somehow a little late there, but I have a lot of hands and I want them to participate. So I have Hong, I have Tijani, I have Carlton. Hong.
Thank you. Well, I like Carlton's metaphor of hurricane. Yes, of course, this election process is really overwhelming, swept through the whole world, all five relays. Very interesting experience indeed. But what is more important is to learn from the experience to improve our process. Remember, we are doing improvement. Well, with respect to our dear chair's dear question, well, I can only comment from my personal experience. First of all, at the very beginning of ABSDT, my proposal is to have direct vote instead of using electoral college. So let all the at-large structure certify 130 to decide their directors. But of course, because of the various regions, including logistic difficulty, capture concerns, it was not adopted. We used a current tier structure. My relo used a directed vote, guided vote, to guide me to vote. I use a polling system to gauge the opinion from all the large structures. Our dear staff set up a polling system so they can submit their preference name through the system. But the issue here is that we're all living busy life. We're volunteers. We're not full-time working for ICANN. For example, Mr. Bojva was in Geneva at IGF, very busy, this word VIP issues. So he was not able to submit his vote through the polling system. But he sent in through an email. I've counted his opinion as well, but I've heard some other comments that say that, okay, someone was late, and that is. It should not be considered at all. And there's some technical problems. Someone from Pacific Island submit the votes. Oh, someone from Pacific Island said that they didn't receive the voting credential. Actually, it was their own internal transitional problem. They changed the contact person during the process of this polling process. Oh, well, that's very confusing. So they didn't receive the credential from the new contact person. Okay, so this very interesting scenario. And they're sending the email. I counted all these opinions. I believe this is a polling so that people to say they have free speech. Okay, so I hope this open-sourced method is acceptable. Okay.
Thanks, Hong. Tijani?
Only to say that the election, the operation was really very transparent and real successful inside the rules and the procedure set so far.
Carlton? Just the applause. Well, in the same sense, Heidi. In the same sense, I have been told by people outside at large, this is not going to work, this should be for the public, should elect the director. So I constantly asked who the public is, how do you define it, how do you will you achieve that. Then when the process was developing, I've been told the process is broken. People outside at large community, outside Railos and LASs and Analak. And I don't think so. I think the same that Tijani and Carlton said. So I am satisfied, and I think maybe we could improve a lot of things for the next process. But for me, it's that the same conclusion. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just needed to announce that the public forum actually begins now, and the policy is that we have to stop all meetings, and everyone's asked to be there. No, there are no meetings scheduled during the public forum for that specific reason. So I think if we could close as soon as we can and just maybe continue on a secretariat's call if we need to.
Thanks, Heidi. Is considering the point five of the agenda is the one who we were at least willing to remove. I don't know if someone who has some concern and could say it now. And if not, we are closing the meeting and going to the public forum. Darlene.
Very quickly, Heidi, can we never schedule a meeting like this during lunch, right before the public forum, so that we have absolutely no opportunity for lunch?
Yeah, no, apologies for that. We scheduled this meeting so we could have the wrap-up session on Thursday rather than Wednesday, and then the public forum was moved back by 30 minutes. So that public forum, I would suggest that you grab something at the snack bar on your way up, because it goes until 18:30.
Or have lunch in the room.
Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, thanks. It's been a pleasure. And Heidi?
Sorry, just a couple of housekeeping issues. Can I just, for those that are leaving their positions as ALAC members or officers, again, I sent you an email yesterday. Please, can you be in the public forum at 3:15? There will be recognition for your services, and you'll be asked to go up on stage. So please, that would be fantastic if you could do that. Secondly, there's a very, very important meeting tonight, last meeting of the at-large of ALAC. It's upon the chair's request. So it's going to be in Mirador. And I implore you to please attend that. You will not be disappointed. If that's a draw, then yes, there are going to be free drinks available and more.
Thanks. Bye. Okay.
The time again.
What is the time?
immediately after the public forum. So please make your way down there, and after that, then we continue with a fun group dinner. So,
Olivier.
Thank you, Andres. Heidi just sent last meeting of the at large in ALAC. I hope it will not be the last meeting.
Sorry, of course, during Cartagena at this meeting. Sorry.
Phew.
Thank you.
And I'm not coming to the ExpoCom.
Olivia, you could sometimes scare me with those comments.
Well, it's been a pleasure, as I said. So thank you very much. And for me, it's been a pleasure to chair this meeting also. Thank you.